Hej, Susanne Axel här. När du gör som jag och listar dig på en av Krys vårdcentraler får du en fast läkarkontakt som kan din sjukdomshistoria. Du får träffa erfarna specialister, tillgång till lättakuten och så kan du chatta med vårdpersonalen. Så gör ditt viktigaste val idag. Lista dig hos Kry.
Bara på Storytel. Tovefallet, det olösta mordet på Viking Sally, loppisfyndet som ledde till ett mordmysterium och mycket mer. Upptäck tusentals dokumentärer, true crime och nytt exklusivt innehåll varje vecka. Prova Storytel gratis.
Hej, Synoptik här. Hos oss får du hjälp med att ta hand om din ögonhälsa. Med vår synundersökning kan vi upptäcka både synförändringar och tecken på vanliga ögonsjukdomar. Boka tid på synoptik.se.
And now we're back, Oscar.
We're back for episode number 2. We have like a great video that we went on a break.
Yeah,
and we talked. Chris has a dog that he is babysitting.
Yeah, it was out walking the dog.
So we have like Chris Medina picking up dog crap, and that's gonna be like a viral video.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah.
We do everything for a little bit of fame, Oscar.
Yeah, yeah, everything. We're like hiding around the bushes and stuff. But we're like, before we went to break, we were talking about the song and about how everything happens to you, about the trust fund and everything like that. And you got this big check. And how does it really work? Because I don't understand this. In Sweden, I don't think we have a flag foundation stuff, but...
No,
I don't really understand how it works. Is it like, can she touch the money, or is it like...
Yeah, she can touch the money, but she can't buy anything without a receipt that benefits her. So she can go and get new clothes if she needs it, but you have to provide receipts for her. I can't buy anything with it, even if I provide a receipt, because it has to be proven by the lawyer that it's for her.
So you have, like, I heard that you haven't, this is not coming from you right here, but I know that you didn't earn any money from this song.
No, not from any of the radio or royalties, but the song has given me the opportunity to perform and, you know, go and play a concert. I have to pay small percentages to things like BMI or Tuno for performing the song. But so like a small percentage of my performances goes to... the trust fund, but it's very small. It's not, you know, but that song has given me an opportunity to get paid to be on TV. That song has given me the opportunity to get paid for appearances, private events, concerts. And so I've made money off of the song in that way, but I don't make any of the royalties. None of the writers make royalties. It's something that they gave, everyone gave for it. So in that way,
but this, I'm wondering if, like, when you like go to the performance, you sing for a lot of people, is it like every time they want you to add to sing that song? Is it like a song?
Yeah, it's a song.
Do you get tired of it?
I get asked that question all the time. And to be honest with you, it's the strangest thing because I love singing that song. I sing it with a tremendous amount of passion because it's such a passionate song. You can't sing it any other way. It's not like something you could take down and. Maybe somebody who does a cover of it can do that, but me, I can't do that. And I think the reason why it's still, I don't get tired of it is because it means something to me still. It probably means more to me now than before. People ask that question, do you get tired of it? Or they ask, how can you sing that song now that you're broken up?
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, I get a lot of criticism for not being with her anymore. You know, because you sing a song like that and you make
a commitment.
Yeah, you go on TV and say something, you know, the people really kind of, you know, they kind of stick to it. You know, they're very literal people, most. But what they don't understand is after the criticism started coming in, I started to question myself too and go, can I really sing a song called What Are Words, you know, about that, about always being there and, you know, always being by your side and making sure that you're okay. Can I do that? And then I went home after like five years ago, I went home back to Chicago where I grew up and where Juliana lives. And I stopped by the house, and that's where I sleep, is at Juliana's parents' house. And we had a dinner, and she said she had to go to the bathroom. And I said, okay. And so I took her to the bathroom, and then she had to get ready for bed. And I was like, okay, I'll help her get ready for bed. You know, I want to talk to her a little bit. And then she said that she was hungry the next day, and I took her to go get some food. And she, you know, asked me questions about Mila, and I asked her, you know, questions about what was going on. And then I went home, back to Norway after that visit, and I realized nothing's really changed. And I think that's because I'm closer to her now than I was able to be while I was with her. While I was with her, I felt a tremendous amount of guilt for her being in the situation and me not being in the situation. I felt like I had to take care of her. I could never really be her boyfriend. I had to take care of her. I had to make her food, give her a shower, brush her teeth. You know, there was no romance there. There wasn't anything there. It was just someone who loved her, taking care of her. And I do that now. You know, I just had a conversation with her last night about smoking weed, and I think she sent me a Paramore video. And it's just a normal conversation, like it's always been. Nothing's really changed.
I mean, you do take care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have started a trust fund for her.
Yeah.
And you speak with her. And, you know, you're not literally with her every hour of the day. But, yeah. I mean, in a sense, you are there for her.
Yeah.
All the time. So, yeah. I think that the criticism is not really fair.
No.
In a way, or?
It's not fair at all. Like, but I do think that people, I can't blame them for it, because it was a magical moment, and it was important to a lot of people. And I think that it just ruins their idea a little bit. You know, like they want the fantasy, and they want me to be frozen in that moment forever. And that's not how life works. No relationship works that way. Mm-hmm. And no, life doesn't work that way. But our relationship has evolved.
Yeah.
And we've gotten so much closer because of it.
But what were you on? Obviously, you were on good terms when you decided to split up. But where did the idea come from? Or was it she who told you, you have Chris, I love you so much, you have to move on, you have no life with me? Or where did it come from?
Just a little bit of a story. The brain injury causes her to shake.
Mm.
And it causes her muscles to tighten up. And so she literally starts to curl on herself, her ankles and everything. It's like she's so tight, her muscles, her brain is just sending signals to her muscles to do that. And whenever she tries to do something like put on chapstick or go to type, or feed herself any kind of food, she would shake. There was no way she could ever have soup or cereal or rice. Just no way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tried a whole bunch of things, but we made a decision to give her this thing called baclofen. Baclofen is a medicine that drips into the spine, and it makes your muscles relax, right? Mm-hmm. The side effect of that is sometimes people can become a little lethargic or like drowsy,
yeah.
You know, just throughout the day, but she moves slower, but she's able to eat calmly, you know. And the only other drug that really helps her do that is a really strong medical marijuana that helps her do that. And so anyway, while she's on this thing, we noticed that a lot of her personality has gone away. But we feel that, and even to this day, we feel that her being on a little bit of it helps her. One day we went on a trip and we had another caretaker take care of her. And while we were on this trip, we got a phone call from this caretaker that says, Juliana's acting a little strange. Okay, keep an eye on her. And then some days later, it says, she's shaking so much and she's talking strange. And
yeah, she talk.
Yeah, yeah, she can talk. Yeah, there. That's another story, but yeah, she can speak. You wouldn't be able to understand her.
How about you?
Yeah, but I understand her instantly. Anyway, yeah, they said that she's talking strange. She's saying weird things. You should come home. And so I came home, and there she was, shaking. I mean, like, and she had this panic, and she was breathing heavy and panicked. And I walked in, and she saw me, and she's like, Chris, I'm so glad you're here. You need to go. You need to live your life. You know, like you. And she was, and I was like, whoa. What's going on? And I was like, calm down. And I laid her down, and she's trying to stay still. And I hear this beeping. And I'm like, what the fuck is that beeping? And I put my ear on her stomach where the pump is, and the pump is beeping. And I'm like, we need to fucking call the doctor. So we came and they said, oh, we forgot to refill it. And so it stopped dripping. And one of the side effects is no sleep. You can't just take it off. You have to slowly if you're going to stop taking it, you have to slowly do it. Mm-hmm. Very gradual. And so it was like overnight, she started hallucinating. She started doing all this stuff. But for a moment, she was back. Like her brain was back and she was totally there. And she wanted to tell me that. She says, she told me, you deserve to have a life and all this stuff. And I was just like, Juliana, I have a life. You know, this is good. It's okay. And so she got the baclofen back and she calmed down and everything was good. I had taken her to a trip to LA and I was getting her ready for a shower and all this stuff. And I was looking at her scar and I said, remember when you were... When that went away, you know, do you remember that time? You know, all the things that you were saying? And she looked at me and she grabbed my hand and she said, I meant it. I meant all that stuff. And I was like, really? And she's like, yeah, you deserve to have a great life because you've been great to me. She goes, and I want that for you. And I was just like, ah. And I felt so guilty every time she said that. I felt so guilty. And I took her back home from Los Angeles. Was there doing all the routines like I normally do. You know, and I came downstairs one day and her whole family was there, kind of like an intervention.
Yeah.
And I said, whoa, what are you guys doing? What's the party? You know, what are we doing? And they said, we need to talk to you. And I was just like, oh, shit. And at first I thought something had happened. And her mother said, we think it's time that you stop doing this. And I was just like, what do you mean? They're like, you don't need to give her medicine and take her to the, you know, bathroom and take her to therapy. You don't need to do all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, but it's all right. And they go, no, it's not all right. You're getting older and she's never going to be able to take care of herself. You're never going to be able to marry her. And that's true. I can't legally marry her. I can't do it. And we believe that you're here now more out of guilt. Like you feel guilty.
Yeah.
And we think that you should go. And all of us want to tell you that. We support you. We want you to go. And it was a really difficult moment to go through, to realize. I knew they were right. In my heart, we weren't together anymore. I was still in a relationship, technically, with her, but there was so much fear to leave her because of what people might say. There was so much sadness to leave her because it's hard to imagine that my life will continue to go on and hers will kind of be stuck in this life. And it was sad that I had gotten to a point where people could see that I wasn't taking care of myself and I wasn't happy anymore. I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing and all this stuff. And so I think that that's how it all happened. They wanted me to go. They encouraged me to leave. That's why I moved to Los Angeles and stayed there for some years.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have like ever have like a bad conscience for like when your brother come and you didn't like take the car and...
Yeah, I do. I did. I think I was just happy to see him, but I do know that if I was driving that day, she wouldn't have. I believe it in my heart, 100%. Everyone is going to say, you can never really know that. And everyone's going to say, you know, maybe you would have been the one, you know, to have gotten an injury. And she probably, if she was sitting there in that seat, she would have died. She would have been crushed. But the reality is, I know that I wouldn't have made the same mistakes she made. And I know that I was a far better driver. I had never gotten into an accident in my life. And I know that she would have come home okay. And everyone knows it. And so, doesn't matter what people say, I believe that in my heart. And so it's real.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about it? This is a hard question, I think. But if the accident never had happened, we have never been sitting here today. And it's a hard question, but do you think there was a meaning with the accident, or was it just a random thing that happened? Or
it was a random thing that happened, but I don't believe that she was destined to get into the accident. I don't believe that there was some sort of a design, but I do believe that once the accident was presented,
Dåliga vibrationer är att skära av sig tummen i köket.
Ja!
Bra vibrationer är att du har en tumme till och kan scrolla vidare. Alla abonnemang för 20 kronor i månaden i 4 månader. Vimla, mobiloperatören med bra vibrationer.
Hej, Susanne Axel här. När du gör som jag och listar dig på en av Krys vårdcentraler får du en fast läkarkontakt som kan din sjukdomshistoria. Du får träffa erfarna specialister, tillgång till lättakuten och så kan du chatta med vårdpersonalen. Så gör ditt viktigaste val idag. Lista dig hos Kry.
Sa någon legendarisk deal. Njut av hamburgarnas hamburgare Big Mac med fluffigt bröd, saftigt kött och en oemotståndligt god sås för endast 39 kronor. Bara på McDonald's.
We made a meaning out of it.
Yeah.
I don't believe it was supposed to happen, but I believe that because it did, the best possible outcome came from it. We made that happen. I made that happen. Her mother made that happen. American Idol made that happen possible. And her story is able to be told. It's given inspiration to a lot of people. And it's also comforting to hear those words that, you know, there's people that will love you unconditionally throughout your life in some form. It doesn't always have to be the whole let's get married, but it could be like, I love you and I'm willing to take care of you and I'm willing to be there for you forever. And so far that's true. So I think that people need to hear those things every once in a while. I mean, there's buildings falling down in Turkey and Syria. There's war happenings. So it's good to hear a story like this every once in a while.
I have one question to you before we come here, why you're in Norway. But when you did like do your song, like What a Words, did you ever sing it live for Juliana? And do you remember the reaction?
Yeah, I sang it live for her. That's not her favorite song.
Everybody thinks this is her favorite song, but
she loves the song. She just sent me a message. I'll show you the message just when we're done. I'll read it to you. She was just watching it on YouTube, and she said, It brings back so many good memories. She's like, I love you so much. I'll love you forever. And I typed back, I'm like, Juliana, I'm going to love you forever. I love you forever. And that was literally yesterday, as they say. So.
Do you think that, like, in her heart, this has to be like, because she understands everything. It's got to be very difficult for her because she has to have, like, a lot of guilt that the ex maybe happened because maybe she was.
Yeah.
Texting and everything like that.
She's
in, like, ruin your life and her life maybe at the time.
Yeah. Well, she takes responsibility for it. See, Juliana has become kind of a symbol where she lives. And she goes to schools, or I don't know if she still does it anymore or there's plans, but there was a time when she went to different high schools for and talked to kids who were about to get their license and stuff and said, before this, I looked like this, and before this, this happened. So she constantly talks to kids about the mistakes that she made to try to teach them. And she uses our story to teach kids.
I'm going to, like, it's okay. You can start a question. I'm going to go to the camera because it just got darked.
Sorry. I just got dark.
Yeah, you just got darked. This is something that happens sometimes when we make podcasts. We have a couple of... No, that one. No, yes, that one. That one is. When we do podcasts, we have people who are... What do you say? Mediala. Psychic. Yeah, and they believe in the afterlife and how to connect to people who have passed away, and they take messages from them. And sometimes when we come to such a person, all the technical equipment, they just go break down, and we will have to tell them to leave the room, and... we have to set it up again, and when they come back, it's all right. And now the battery, we changed the battery 10 minutes ago. It was 100%, and now it just went out. Yeah, it just died out, and it happens so many times. So I don't, maybe it's, I'm that kind of a guy that thinks that maybe that's a sign. Juliana is still alive, obviously, but I think that's a message that she's all right with this.
Yeah.
She made the camera drain out of battery to say, I'm here. This is all right. This is our what we my English sometimes.
Your English is like good. I think that's very good.
Like,
trust in yourself.
Yes, like the evidence.
We're
on good terms.
Yeah,
it's my choice as much as your choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think there's some truth to that. I mean, she for sure she takes responsibility for it, and she daydreams about life before this, and she says, "I screwed up everything and all this stuff." So she has those moments, and I think those moments are natural, and they'll always happen. But she definitely, she's never really been ever a selfish person. She's never been a bad person. I think anybody who's ever talked about her will say she was a crazy person. She's done a lot of crazy things, and that's for sure. But she's always wanted to give to other people, always. And she's always fantasized about doing the right thing and the good thing. So I think that when this happened, it took a little bit of time, but I think that as soon as she understood that I would always be there, she was okay with letting me go.
Yeah. But I think that's it's, nice. If we talk like we have a couple of minutes left, but you're in Norway right now, you're living here for a couple of years, since 2015, maybe something like that.
2016
maybe. Yeah. And how did you like get here? How did you like meet this girl in Los Angeles? Or maybe, I don't know where you
were. Is it Norway? Yeah. So it happened right after I had my big hit. That's when I met her, you know, I had a buddy who was a security guard, and he worked across the street. I used to work at the Starbucks, and he used to work at the police station right across the street, and all the guys from the police station would come in and get coffee. And me, you know, I hope that I can't get fired for this now, but I would give him free coffee. I would talk to this guy, and me and him would chit-chat, and we'd talk about music and guitars and things like that. And this was way before What Are Words and Anything ever happened. And he did security for all the major athletes in Chicago. And he would tell me stories, all these crazy parties and things like that. And I'd give him coffee. When I finally got popular, he never asked me for anything, but I came over to his house, and I was telling him about how exciting this was all going, traveling the world and performing and doing things like that. And it kind of made him sad. And he was just like, I was like, what's wrong, man? He's just like, damn, you know, I'm 45 years old. I've never been married. Don't have any kids. I'm single. You know, all I do is work and drink and work. He's like, I don't got anything. I'm not doing anything. And I'm like, bro, why don't you come to Norway? I'm kind of famous there right now. I could probably introduce you to a couple of girls, you know? And he was just like, you think so? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, we'll just say you're my security guard. So there was a time when there was this really big fellow walking around with me, and I was saying he was my security guard. He really wasn't. He was just my friend. And I was trying to give him a little bit of, you know, something to be happy for. And maybe along the way, introduce him to a future wife or something. And so we landed, and I called this girl that I had met at a Universal party. And I said, hey, we're in town. Could you come and show me and my friend the nightlife in Norway? Maybe you could bring some friends, and we could just go all have a good time, and you could show us what's cool to do in Norway. Yeah, sure, that'd be great. So we're waiting at this bar, and I'm expecting this girl to come with, like, a friend or two. She shows up with, like, 8 or 9, like, no, like beautiful Norwegian women. And I was just, like, stunned. I was like, what the hell is this? And they all went and got their drinks, and they were all coming out one by one, just, like, introducing themselves. Like, it was like a beauty pageant, or, well, like
Miss Oslo.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like, hi, this is me, and my name is this, and this is my talent, and yes, and boom, they go. So one of those girls was coming out with 2 drinks, and she had just come back from a vacation, and she was staring at me right in my eyeballs, and she just wanted to say hello. And she put her drinks down on this table, and she put her hand on the table to reach over to shake my hand, and which is fine. That's what you do. But that table was one of those tables that you have to flip. Put something underneath to kind of keep it from doing this. Mm-hmm. She did that, and the table went like this, and she reacted so strong to try to save the table that it went like this the other way. And all the drinks just went shit all over my lap.
No, my God.
Glass on the floor, beer on my lap. I got up and I was like, oh, my God. And she, like, picked up all the glasses, all the ones that were broken.
And you said, do you know who I am?
And she put her hair behind her ears. And she was like, oh, my God, I'm going to go. This is embarrassing. I'm going to go. And I was like, no. I'm like, in the United States, you got to give me the opportunity to make fun of you all night long like this. You can't just leave. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how would I make fun of you? And so she was so embarrassed. And so the focus kind of, you know, was to make my friend feel good and all this stuff. But at the same time, every chance I got, I would poke fun at her and also just say, it's all right. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And we got to know each other. And that ended up being the mother of my child. It was her. And so it was kind of like just through that moment. And no, I don't think that she meant to do it. I don't think.
No, but she felt guilty. That's why she stayed together with you. Yeah. But it's incredible. Like, you're like United States, you ended in Scandinavian, in Oslo. They're near us and everything. We were talking about it before in the video that so many years ago we listened to your song. And now today we're sitting here together, drinking coffee, laughing, picking dog crap together. That's like, how could it, like, that day when we were like listening to the song when it was so big, this wasn't like in the plan of where my mind was at the time.
Right.
But many years later, we're sitting here together.
We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing, I think.
It's really amazing. But before we make it like a wrap up, because it's been great to meet you. It's been great to see you. It's been great to the like, what you call it, like hospitality.
Yeah.
That's it. To come here, it's been like, feeling like at home. I was lying in your bed. It's not bad, but I was like, I'm not sleeping. I'm sleeping in Chris Medina's bed right now.
Yeah, Oscar did it when you were at the bathroom.
Yeah, I had to.
I have to try his bed. Don't say anything.
It's cozy.
It's very cozy.
If I had the other half, it'd be really great.
Yeah,
king size.
Yeah. So, but if it's possible, could our maybe, can you sing something? You sing everything you want, but like just a couple, like we're like,
a couple of notes.
Notes that we're going like off air.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want me to get my guitar? Or
yeah, of course. Yeah, do that. Yeah, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
yes, of course.
Det har varit helt otroligt det här att få komma hit och vara med Chris alltså.
Ja, jag känner ju bara det att tiden går så fort. Jag skulle kunna sitta i minst 2-3 timmar till och bara snacka med honom. Han är så jäkla skön i sin energi och han är, precis som du sa alldeles nyss, att han är så gästvänlig. Han har varit och köpt speciellt kaffe till oss. Det är hans favoritkaffe och ja, det känns som...
Och han sa typ så här, men ni skulle kunna fan ta en på bärs, sitta kvar. Liksom så tyvärr så är det jag som är lite så, jag är bortbjuden på middag.
Jag ska se på Mellon. Jag är bortbjuden på Mellon kväll, så jag får ståka här nu.
Ja, vi får se. Men grejen är typ att det är ju liksom så otroligt att få vara med en sån stor liksom personlighet som verkligen är så ödmjuk.
Ja.
Nu har vi ju då tagit fram gitarr, inte vi, men Chris har tagit fram gitarren. Han tar fram en, jag vet inte vad vi kallar det. What's the name of the guitar?
This is a Takanimi.
Takanimi. So it's look like it's have been like used a lot. So I guess that you're playing a lot of guitar.
It's just for look.
It's just for look. Yeah. That's how you get girls.
Yeah, he has grounded it down on the guitar, so it just looks like it has been used.
So this is gonna be like a short video that we're gonna also put on YouTube when he's playing the song. Yeah,
of course.
So now he's gonna like tune in the guitar with like two sports commentators, and he looks very
focused.
Focused.
Now he's gonna start, okay?
Okay, so. Anywhere you are, I am near. Anywhere you go, I'll be there. Anytime you whisper my name, you see. Every single promise I'll keep. 'Cause what kind of guy would I be if I was to leave when you need me most? What are words if you really don't mean them when you say them? What are words? They're only for good times, then they're done. When it's love, yeah, you say them out loud. Those words, they never go away. They live on. Even when we're gone. And I know an angel was sent just for me, and I know I'm meant to be where I am, and I'm gonna be standing right beside her tonight. And I'm gonna be by your side. I'll never leave when she needs me most.
Med de orden så avslutar vi den här, tycker jag. Otroligt alltså. Vilken jävla pipa den här killen har.
Ja, Ja, det är helt magiskt. Alltså, jag sitter här och håller tårna.
Ja, helt jävla otroligt alltså. Vilken stjärna, och vi kommer ju självklart se mer av honom i framtiden. Och vi kommer ju liksom bara lyssna och bara tänka tillbaka den här dagen som en surrealistisk dag, får man säga.
Ja, en helt fabulous day.
Verkligen. Mm. Tack för detta, Chris.
Thank you very much. This is magical.
Då ska vi se. Goda nyheter från IKEA. Nu är det bekräftat att fler än 1000 produkter har fått nytt lägre pris. Som till exempel soffor, skåp, stolar, ljuskällor, sängkläder, kuddfodral, bord, vaser, köksredskap, byrå.
Vill du ha fler goda nyheter? Välkommen till IKEA och IKEA.se.
En nyhet. Nu kan du teckna livförsäkring hos Trygg-Hansa. Den ger dina nära ersättning som kan användas på det sätt som hjälper bäst. En försäkring för dig och till dem som älskar dig. Läs mer och teckna på trygghansa.se. Trygg-Hansa. Trygghet för livet.
Hej Coop-medlem. Vi vet att du gillar att göra bra affärer. Så köp färsk laxfilé för 179 kronor kilot. Det blir gott till en fräsch vårsallad med ätmogen avokado för 10 kronor styck. Du hittar helgens bästa medlemsklipp på Stora Coop. Vi ses